Praise the Lord. Message number 235. The title of the message, Kneeling Down, Part 1. And here we are going to have a series of messages titling Kneeling Down. We'll go through the scriptures and we will see where mentioned about people came to kneel down at the feet of the Lord. From the scriptures, we will get examples and story of people who recognized and enjoyed to be at the feet of the Lord. The first scriptures we're going to read from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 18. It says, while he was saying this, a ruler came and knelt before him and said, my daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live. Before we will continue the message, let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Here we come to listen to your word, to enjoy your presence and to learn new things from you. Teach us how to live and direct us in the way of righteousness. I pray this message will be a source of help and direction and support your people who are in need of this message. Take it and make it reach those who are waiting for it and those who need it. Whatever, Lord, the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen. This man who came and kneeled down at the feet of the Lord, he was in desperate need. He faced the event of death of his daughter. As we have read, he was a ruler, but the event of death made him humble and crushed his pride. Even he was not mindful about people seeing him kneeling down at the feet of Jesus. When people face death or trials or terrible situation, no more they are ashamed of people or what the people speak or say about them. They will cry, they will turn their clothes. And this man, he decided to kneel down at the feet of Jesus. Even he was a ruler and under his care people, but his pride as was crushed by that event of death, it was easy for him to humble down and kneel down at the feet of Jesus. Kneeling down is a humility, is an humble act, asking the Lord to help you, to rescue you, to save you in times of troubles. Many there are those who kneel down in front of idols and statues, but these idols and statues will take them to hell. Now how much more to be humble and kneel down at the feet of the Lord, the giver of life, the creator of heaven and earth, as this man did, as this ruler did. If we will read further in verse 23 to 26, what happened later on when he came and the Lord went with him, when Jesus entered the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd, he said, go away, the girl is not dead but asleep. But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand and she got up. In news of this spread through all that region. You see here, that act of humility. Now, we understand that the ruler, he was not humbling himself before the Lord willingly, but the trials forced him to do that. He was cornered. He was squeezed. He was in a crisis. And that crisis brought him to Christ. And I pray that crisis will bring you to Christ and kneel down at his feet and asking him to help you. We'll go for further example about kneeling down. Matthew chapter 8 verse 1 to 4. When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and kneeled before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." People with leprosy, they were kept aside the towns and cities because they were considered unclean. When you read in the Old Testament about leprous people, they will be keeping them outside the cities and towns because they consider them contagious, unclean people. Sicknesses. Also, leprosy linked with sin and spiritual deterioration of people. Those who have leprosy because of pride, because of anger, because of grumbling, as the scripture teaches, they were excluded as a kind of a discipline, and they were not able to go in again and back to the normal social life unless they are clean and they repent. This man was affected by leprosy and he was excluded, and he was looking for God's grace and mercy. So he went and knelt before Jesus and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." He was begging for God's mercy and his willingness to heal him. He was asking forgiveness of his sin. He was in repentance. Today, if you are in sin and have done wrong, approach the Lord in repentance and kneel down at his feet and beg him for mercy, to forgive you, to heal you, and to restore you. God is willing. The Lord Jesus say, "I am willing. Be clean." Amen. Humble down. Put your pride aside and ask the Lord to heal you, to be restored, to be forgiven, to go back to normal life. Further example about kneeling down is from the book of Matthew chapter 17. We read from verse 14 to verse 18. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. O unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of the boy, and he was healed from that moment. This here another example, another man who is in a trouble, in a terrible situation, a crisis, because of his son condition, being demon possessed. He came and humbled down and approached the Lord and knelt down before him and asked him mercy. The demon that was inside his son, he was throwing his son even into the water, into the fire. That terrible trial that he was passing through, the condition of his beloved son, brought him to the Lord. You can do the same and approach the Lord with humility and ask his mercy to solve your current serious problem. You know, the writer of the book of Hebrews, the apostles say, Hebrews 4, chapter 4, verse 16, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find the grace to help us in our time of need. Kneel down. Lord, help me. Have mercy on me, Lord. Yes, have mercy on my son. Have mercy on my daughter. Have mercy on my wife, Lord. Cry out to God. Kneel down before him, the giver of life, the creator of heaven and earth. He is willing to help you. Approach him. Further example of kneeling down. From the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 21 onwards to verse 28. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciple came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master table. Then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. The faith of this woman that we have read was tested by the terrible trial of her daughter, being demon possessed, being in a terrible situation. She came to the disciple of Jesus, but the disciple of Jesus, they did not welcome her. That added to her problem. Even the Lord Jesus himself, he was silent to her prayer and request. When she came to the Lord, she asked him help. He did not say any word. Even when he spoke to her, he told her, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. As if he's saying, sorry, you know, I cannot do anything about your case. But she had great faith. She came and knelt before him and said, Lord, help me. Even she was sent away. Even the disciple told him, you sent her away, she's disturbing us. Even the Lord say, I did not come to the worship of Israel. She did not give up. She has a great faith. She has a strong faith. The trials brought that faith to the surface. She came, knelt down, said, Lord, help me. And even when Jesus told her it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs, the woman did not go away, but she said, yes, Lord. While she was kneeling down, she told her, you know, I cannot give the bread to the dogs. He's treating her as a dog, but yet she kept kneeling down at his feet. She know who is she, who is he. You know, he's the creator, the giver of life, the fountain of blessing, the healer, the baptizer of the Holy Spirit, the coming King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Tell him, yes, Lord. Kneel down and tell him, yes, Lord. I will not move from your feet. And not only she said, yes, Lord, she added, and she said while she was kneeling down, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Yes, Lord, I am at your feet. I am at your table. And I want to take of your bread. Provide for me, Lord. You can learn good lessons from the life of this woman. And how she had great faith that enabled her to receive God's grace and mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Kneeling down, style of life, and a style of life bring us to kneel down, knowing that at the feet of Jesus is the highest place of honor to us, a highest place of worshiping and adoring the risen Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, all the examples that we have spoken till now speak about people who came and kneeled down before the Lord, and people who were suffering of terrible circumstances, and they were in dire emergency and in a crisis. They came and kneeled down out of humility and show faith that the Lord Himself can do something for them. Because that trials, these trials that they were passing through, crushed their prides and make humility and humbleness grow in their life and show that faith on the Lord. We will read another example, and we will read a story about another person who came and kneeled down before the Lord asking help. This person is a servant of Abraham, whom Abraham sent to his own country and relatives to get a wife for Isaac. Abraham instructed him not to take a woman from the Canaanites and not to take Isaac back there to his own relatives. He told him, you go there, the Lord will send an angel before you, and you will bring, and he will show you the woman, and you will bring her. When we read the story of this servant, we will find that this servant knelt down at the feet of the Lord while he was in that mission. Let us read the story in the book of Genesis chapter 24. How that servant act and behave, and we will learn good things about this servant, and we can learn good lessons that strengthen our faith unto the Lord and teach us another meaning of kneeling down, the way of life, sound faith in the Lord. We read from verse 10 onward, Genesis chapter 24, verse 10 to verse 49. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and left, taking with him all kinds of good things from his master. He set out for Aram Naharaim and made his way to the town of Nahor. He had the camel kneel down near the well outside the town. It was toward the evening, the time the woman go out to draw water. Verse 12, then he prayed. It's not mentioned here that he kneeled down, but he allowed the camels to kneel down. Then he prayed, O Lord God of my master Abraham, give me success today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I am standing beside this spring, and the daughter of the town's people are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a girl, please let down your jar that I may have a drink, and she says, a drink, and I will water your camels too, let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. Before he had finished praying, Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor. The girl was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had even lain with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up again. The servant hurried to meet her and said, "Please give me a little water from your jar." "Drink, my lord," she said, and quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave him a drink. After she had given him a drink, she said, "I will draw water for your camels too, until they have finished drinking." So she quickly emptied her jar into the trough, ran back to the well to draw more water, and drew enough for all his camels. Without saying a word, the man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. It says here the man watched her. He was a watchman. He was checking clearly if the Lord answered his prayer and make his journey successful or no, whether she's the woman or no. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a gold nose ring weighing a beka and two gold bracelets weighing 10 shekels. Then he asked, "Whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night?" She answered him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son that Milcah bore to Nahor." And she added, "We have plenty of straw and fodder, as well as room for you to spend the night." Then the man, verse 26, bowed down and worshiped the Lord. Beautiful things. When God answered his prayer, he bowed down and worshiped the Lord in public, giving glory and honor to the Lord. He was not in a desperate or in a crisis, as the previous examples. He was in mission to do the work of God. And is it not a personal matter, or his son or his daughter, his master's son, but he knew that is the mission of the Lord. He was doing it faithfully. He had a sound faith when he bowed down and worshiped, not because he was in need, but he was a man of sound faith. Then the man bowed down and worshiped the Lord. Verse 27, saying, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master's relatives." The girl ran and told her mother's household about these things. Now Rebekah had a brother named Laban, and he hurried out to the man at the spring. As soon as he had seen the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's arms, and had heard Rebekah tell what the man said to her, he went out to the man and found him standing by the camels near the spring. Verse 31, "Come, you who are blessed by the Lord," he said, "why are you standing out here?" See here, this man make his faith known that he is a follower of the Lord. And Laban told him, "Come, you who are blessed by the Lord. I have prepared the house and a place for the camels." So the man went to the house, and the camels were unloaded. Straw and fodder were brought for the camels, and water for him and his men to wash their feet. Then food was set before him. But he said, "I will not eat until I have told you what I have to say." "Then tell us," Laban said. So he He said, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master abundantly, and he has become wealthy. He has given him sheep and cattle, silver and gold, men servants and maid servants, and camels and donkeys. My master's wife Sarah has borne him a son in her old age, and he has given him everything he owns. And my master made me swear an oath and said, you must not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I live, but go to my father's family and to my own clan and get a wife for my son. Then I asked my master, what if the woman will not come back with me? He replied, the Lord before whom I have walked will send his angel with you and make your journey a success, so that you can get a wife for my son from my own clan and family and from my father's family. Then when you go to my clan, you will be released from my oath. Even if they refuse to give her to you, you will be released from my oath. When I came to the spring today, I said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if you will, please grant success to the journey on which I have come. See, I am standing before this spring. If a maiden comes out to draw water, and I say to her, please let me drink a little water from your jar. And if she says to me, drink, and I will draw water for your camels too. Let her be the one the Lord has chosen for my master's son. Before I finish praying in my heart, Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder. She went down to the spring and drew water. And I say to her, please give me a drink. She quickly lowered her jar from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will water your camels too. So I drank, and she watered the camels too. I asked her, whose daughter are you? She said, the daughter of Bethuel, son of Nahor, whom Milcah bore to him. Then I put the ring in her nose and the bracelets on her arms. And I bowed down and worshiped the Lord. I praised the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me on the right road to get the granddaughter of my master's brother for his son. And now, if you show kindness and faithfulness to my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, so I may know which way to turn. You know, from this wonderful story of this servant, we can learn and observe beautiful things. This man, he was not facing a trouble, as we had mentioned, or in a dire emergency of his own, as others in the previous example, but he was doing the mission that was entrusted to him, and he showed faithfulness to the Lord and was keen to do the task that he was asked to do. He knelt down in response to the favor of God in his life. You know, and all the people in the previous examples were in a very terrible situation, and they came and kneeled down because they were not ashamed of the people who were with the Lord or around the Lord, because they were facing bad and terrible situation. But this man knelt down and worshiped the Lord even in public when the Lord answered his prayers. The other people knelt down out of desperate trouble in their lives, but that man knelt down out of his faithfulness and out of his gratitude unto the Lord. So here we learn, style of life, what kind of faith we should have. Are we having a faith that we kneel down only when we are in our troubles or trials, or we kneel down as a style of life and out of assurance of the presence of the Lord in our life? This man, his faith in the Lord made him have a clear stand to serve God and do the mission task entrusted to him. His faith was manifested in awesome prayer, kneeling down and worship the Lord. He even testified to the people that for him to find Rebecca as a wife for Isaac is the Lord doing, when he said, you know, in verse 48, when he was telling the story, he told them, and I bowed down when he found Rebecca, and I bowed down and worshiped the Lord. I praised the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me on the right road to get the granddaughter of my master brother for his son Isaac. You know, this man, he was testifying that the Lord is with him, and he is the one who brought him here, and he is the one who showed him Rebecca. That's why he bowed down in worship, in adoration unto the Lord. You know, he have a sound faith. He stood firm in the Lord. You know, in verse 49, he said, now if you will show kindness and faithfulness to my master, tell me, and if not, tell me so I may know which way to turn. You know, this man stood firm in his faith when he challenged the family of Rebekah. He told them, you tell me, are you going to show faithfulness to my master and kindness and agree? And if not, also you tell me so I will know. He knew that the Lord had led him to find Rebekah, and he challenged them. It is up to you now to obey God and comply with his will to give Rebekah to Isaac as a wife. We learn beautiful things from this message of kneeling down. Life trials and various experiences should build up our faith in the Lord. Kneeling in the front of the Lord is not only a way to show our faith and our reverence unto the Lord, but rather is the expression of sound faith and right relationship with him. Sound faith and right relationship with the Creator of heaven and earth and the Giver of life. You know, I pray that the Word of God in this message shall help you to understand how to worship God and how to live for him, how to have sound faith. I pray that you will use all the trials, circumstances, hardship, experiences to put it into action, that your kneeling down, your act of kneeling down with a clear understanding, with right application, show the sound faith and be a good example to others to follow Christ. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you from the depth of my heart for the word that you give to your church and your people. Oh God, let your will be done. And I pray that your word that you send will help the people, will heal the sick, will deliver people from troubles, to make them whole, to build up a sound faith and raise up workers and servants, not to compromise, but do the mission task faithfully as you entrust to them. I pray that you would take this message with the Holy Spirit and make it reach those who are in need and those who are waiting for it. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, amen and amen.